And I know I break your heart, but you promised I could start all over. And all the things I've done, you placed them each and every one into the sea of forgetfulness. You placed all of my sin, for I'm the one who keeps reminding you over and over again into the sea. Forgetfulness. You welcome me with open arms of mercy. In spite of all I've done, you still keep loving me. And I only need to ask, have all been paid, and they have all been washed away into the sea of forgetfulness. You placed all of my sin, for I'm the one who keeps reminding you over and over again into the sea of forgetfulness.
Pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
So I'm just telling you, see, these little simple nudges to do things that are right. Read your Bible right now. And flesh say, wait a minute. This is a good part of the movie. Wait till it go off. When it go off, then I'll take my Bible out. Well, you know, that's all wrong. You know what that means? Flesh is running the show. And that's why the power ain't where it need to be. That's why the supernatural being cut off, because we are not listening to the Holy Spirit who is on the inside of us, who's given us the wisdom and the plan and the strategy. I mean, he's got a plan for you. If you would just listen to him, then you would be in the plan already. So you had to crucify flesh and learn how to live out of your spirit, out of your inner man. And when you start functioning out of your inner man and listening to and obeying those promptings of the Holy Spirit, then the voice of your flesh we'll become weaker and weaker and exercise less and less dominion over you. Some people's problem ain't the devil. You know what it is? It's their flesh. And we'll blame the devil. We give him too much credit. See, Jesus said the spirit is indeed what? Willing. Which means on the inside, your spirit always want to do what's pleasing to God. But the flesh is weak. That means that the flesh is hostile toward God. It is enmity against God. It don't want to submit to God. It don't want to do nothing that God wants us to do. And that's why you got to kill those desires. Amen? Now let's get back to the Holy Ghost. Go to Acts chapter 1. We're going to go to Acts chapter 1 because I couldn't find nobody. I couldn't find nobody in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. So let me move to the next book and let me see if I can find somebody in the book of Acts that Jesus baptized in the Holy Ghost. Look at Acts chapter 1. Verse 4, and being assembled together with them, talking about Jesus, this is after the resurrection, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which I told you about. That's what that means. You remember he told them about the Holy Spirit in John chapter 14 and 15 and 16 and John chapter 7. And you know, when Jesus was telling about what the Holy Ghost was going to do. He said, I want you to wait for the promise of the Father that I told you about. For John truly, I'm finna find out something here now. Jesus talking about John now. Oh, he done took us back to John. So I find out John wasn't crazy. John wasn't out of his mind. John didn't miss it. You see, John was a prophet who saw beyond the cross, who saw over into the church age, who wasn't talking about the earth ministry of Jesus, but he was talking about the church ministry of Jesus. Glory to God. Woo! John truly, that's what Jesus said. John truly baptized with water. But you. I like to say, but you. But you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days from now. So now I see that what John talked about is about to take place. Now we see Jesus talking about the baptism with the Holy Spirit. After he was raised from the dead, he's about to introduce a new way of living. A new creature with some new features. A new way of living. He's about to introduce this abundant life. Another way to live above the natural. See, the natural man ain't going to receive what's coming out of this word here. He don't understand it. He can't comprehend it. And it's foolishness to him. So don't be surprised if people you're trying to witness to don't understand what you're saying. You just give the word, then the Holy Ghost will work on them with the word that you gave. And then he'll open their eyes to the truth. That's how we all got saved. A lot of things about church folk didn't make no sense to me. Make a lot of sense now. But there was a time I was blind because the spirit of this world was on me. The spirit of this world is always looking for an avenue, a door to come back in your life. And he does it through the flesh. But look at what he said. Look at verse 8. But you shall receive power. You shall receive what? So that tells me that he has introduced a supernatural way to live. We're not talking about natural power. We're not talking about human power. We're not talking about mind power. We're not talking about mental power. He's talking about the power that comes from the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life that will cause you to live different than you've ever lived before in your whole life. Listen to this, but you shall receive power. It is the same power that he received when the Holy Ghost came on him. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. See, the Holy Spirit comes with power, demonstration of the Spirit and of power. You shall receive power. You shall receive miraculous, wonder-working power. You shall receive God's divine force. You shall receive supernatural ability. That's what the word power means. Supernatural ability. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost. After that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. The word witness means comes from the Greek word martyr. It doesn't mean that we'll all die for our faith, but what I really believe what Jesus is communicating is that when this power is present in your life, you're able to lay your life down. It is power to lay your down, to lay your life down and to take up your cross, to take up your assignment of what God called you to do. So that, in a sense, all of us are martyrs because we surrendered our life to Jesus. We gave our life to him. We laid our life down. We have given up our life. That's what a natural martyr does, is that he gives his life like Stephen did. Stephen preached one message, and it took him outside the city and killed him. And Jesus stood up at the right hand of the throne of God and received him in the glory. Stephen was martyred. That means he died for the cause. Well, see, in a sense, we're all supposed to die for the cause. We're all supposed to lay our life down, crucify our flesh, so that the life of Christ may be made manifest in our mortal body. So the Lord lived through us a supernatural life. All right, then what happened? Look at Acts 2:1. It's about to happen. Boy, you know what? God been waiting on this moment for a long time. I wonder if he had any kind of anticipation. Jesus, day of Pentecost almost here. Woo! I'm gonna send the Holy Ghost in your name. Woo! Boy, can't you see the Father? I mean, when the Spirit of God came from heaven and rested upon Jesus, the Father couldn't contain himself. This is my Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Listen to this. And when the day of Pentecost was what? Fully come. When it was fully come. When that day came for all of redemption to be consummated, for God to take up residence again in a human body through the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. When the day of Pentecost was fully come. Suddenly, boom, there was a sound from heaven. Something came from, I'm talking about a sound that came out of eternity into time. Woo! Suddenly there came a sound from heaven like a rushing mighty wind. And this sound filled the whole house where they